Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. It is Friday. What day is today? It is actually August 15th. There it is. We nailed it. I had to double check for a second. If you're doing anything fun this weekend, hope you have a wonderful time. It's National Leathercraft Day today. National Leathercraft? Sorry, I had to double check and look and see what that even is. It's National Lemon Meringue Pie Day today. Not my favorite, but if you enjoy, go ahead and do what you got to do with that one. It's also National Relaxation Day today. I'm here for it, and I plan on doing that at some point today. When I leave here, I might go to the beach, depending on if we see a shower or not today. What are your weekend plans? You can always let me know right now, 609-383-1073, or head over to the Cat Country 107.3 app, click that message us button. Hey, it's Jonna Michael with 3 to Know this morning. Ocean City officials will be talking about a proposal to turn the former Wonderland site on the boardwalk into a hotel at a meeting next week. But the man who wants to do it won't be there. The hotel developer used Meta's request to designate the former amusement park as an area in need of rehabilitation will be on the city council's August 21st meeting agenda. The plans to vote on a resolution asking the planning board to come up with a recommendation. Local and federal officials were on hand today to announce that Atlantic City has received the remaining funding and approvals for the $17.3 million Atlantic Avenue improvement project. Mayor Marty Small says the project will go out to bid next week. The project to reduce the road's 4 lanes of travel down to 2 was delayed by a lawsuit filed by a group of casinos and AtlantiCare. And a current and former board of member of South Jersey Transportation Authority are in hot water for allegedly working to block payments to an engineer firm as part of a political feud. The authority oversees the Atlantic City International Airport and the Atlantic City Expressway. 46-year-old Christopher Millam, who is listed as a current board member, and 53-year-old Brian Brush are charged with conspiracy, official misconduct, and perjury. Your South Jersey weather for today: sunny with a few clouds, chance of a possible light shower this afternoon, high of 86. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Jonna Michael with you this morning. Joe Kelly's on vacay today. It's time now for my fangirl update, and we're talking about the new show. I'm really excited about this one. You'll definitely catch me watching, I promise. It is Blake Shelton's new show that he and Keith Urban, along with Gretchen Wilson, redneck woman, that Gretchen Wilson, they're all teaming up for it. It's called The Road. It's a new reality competition. 12 rising artists will hit the road and battle it out for $250,000 and a record deal. They'll actually go on tour with Keith Urban and perform live across the U.S. So, yeah, this is the show that Blake left The Voice for. So, like I said, I'll definitely be watching. You can catch the premiere October 19th on CBS. Everything we know about Blake Shelton's new show, that's up now for you, catcountry1073.com. Jason Aldean's wife, Brittany, she just dropped a behind-the-scenes look at his Full Throttle tour, from pre-show meals to the 9:20 p.m. stage entrance, and even a post-show taco run. It's a cool peek at the mix of, like, grind and good vibes on the road, you know? Who doesn't love some good BTS footage, right? We've got it up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. So we have to talk about this because it absolutely broke my heart after reading this. Kelly Clarkson has been kind of in the news a bunch lately. Quick little recap for you. Her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, passed away due to a cancer battle. So she's been taking a lot of time off. If you watch the Kelly Clarkson show, then you probably know that she had to take a bunch of time off in the winter. And everybody was wondering whether she was sick, because she just had to take off a lot of days, like a couple days in a row. And then she was gone again like a week and a half later. Well, obviously now we know why. She was there for him. She was there for their kids. He's passed away. Obviously, the family's devastated. Fun fact, Brandon Blackstock is the stepson, and who Reba McEntire considers her oldest son. Her son, Shelby, is half brothers with Brandon because they share the same dad. Their last names are both Blackstock. Okay, moving on. So Kelly Clarkson and Reba have always been close because she was married to Brandon for a long time, and she has two kids with him, River and Remy. Well, she postponed her residency in Vegas to make sure the kids were there to spend time with him. And he passed away apparently she was not mentioned in the obituary at all, which is normal. I mean, like when my dad passed away, it's not like I mentioned my mom in the obituary. But what was crazy is that the Kelly's ex-assistant was listed in there as the love of his life. And like that could not have been more painful. Okay. I feel so bad for this woman. Maybe she doesn't even care, but I just think for me, that's like betrayal from beyond the grave, because it's like he's trying to hurt her. And if you're not familiar, he tried to take this woman to the cleaners in their divorce. Okay. When like she was definitely the breadwinner, it was just a mess. And now it does kind of feel like, and we could have it all wrong, but it feels like he's trying to like get back at her from beyond the grave. What's the craziest thing that your ex has done to you? That's our question of the day for your Friday. We'll talk about that at 7:20. Okay, so I really don't understand what is going on with all of these earthquakes lately in Jersey. Do you? I feel like ever since I was little, they've been happening more and more frequently throughout the Garden State. It's Jonna Michael. So if you've been out of the loop, we experienced 9 major earthquakes. They were minor, but like, since we don't have like crazy big earthquakes in Jersey, they're a big deal for us, right? So the most, I guess, notable magnitude so far took place in Hillsdale, wherever that is. I don't even know where that is, but it was a 2.7. And it was probably an aftershock, experts say, from a quake from, I guess, previously in Hasbrook Heights. So there's a geologist who says, you know, while activity has increased, like seismic activity, a major earthquake of magnitude like 5 or more that we see in the movies and stuff, right? Or like that happens in other parts of the country. It's unlikely to happen here due to, I guess, New Jersey's position on what they call the North American plate. I don't know. I remember when I was younger, probably a teenager, we had a crazy earthquake. Like, it shook the house, okay? I was in high school at the time, and it must have been a day that we didn't have school or a weekend or summer or something, because I remember running out of the house like a bat out of hell, and they got to figure out something, because the fact that they're happening more often than not here in Jersey right now, that unsettles me a little bit. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna, coming at you with your joke of the morning for your Friday, brought to you by Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening right now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't miss out.
Rachel has sent us the joke we're going to use today.
Rachel, thank you.
So a resident in a seaside hotel breakfast room calls over the head waiter to his table. He said, "Waiter, I want 2 boiled eggs. One of them is so undercooked it's runny. The other so overcooked it's tough and hard to eat. Also, give me some grilled bacon that has been left on the plate to get cold. Some burnt toast that crumbles away as soon as I touch it with a knife. And some butter straight from the deep freeze so it's impossible to spread. Also, a pot of very weak coffee lukewarm."
Ew.
The waiter says, "That's kind of a complicated order, sir. It might be a little difficult to prepare." The guest says, "Oh, really? Because that's what I got yesterday."
LOL. Pick your game up, restaurant.
Cat Country 107.3.
So do you have a, like, designated go-to drink of choice for your mornings? Joe's not a huge coffee drinker. It's Jonna Michael. We both have been hooked on Alani's lately, Joe and I. That's my first drink of choice. I used to immediately go for the coffee. Now I drink an Alani. I haven't cracked one open yet this morning, actually. I'm shocked. I don't know what's going on with me. But I did not crack open an Alani yet, but I will shortly. Because now that I say it out loud, I'm like, oh man, now I really need one. Coffee has now, for me, become like my after work pick-me-up. Now for me, you know, my midday pick-me-ups like at noon or like, well, like when normal people, I guess with normal schedules, when they take their lunch, that's when I'll have like my first cup of coffee of the day. And in the summer, it's always iced coffee. You can't do anything else when it's like 80 plus degrees outside. That's just me. If you are a coffee drinker though, you might want to pay attention to this one. So Dollar General has issued a voluntary recall of the Clover Valley brand instant coffee that was sold between July 9th to July 21st of this year. because I guess somebody found glass in their coffee grinds. I feel like if it was like the, if it wasn't instant coffee, I feel like maybe there's a chance that could have skirted by. Not that you would want that to happen, but like it, when you're putting your coffee in the normal coffee pot with the coffee filter, I don't feel like if the, if they're not thick enough, like how would they drip through the coffee filter? You know what I'm saying? I might be aging myself because does anybody not use a Keurig anymore? But I'm just, I still make my coffee at home with the, I don't, old fashioned, I guess, coffee maker if I'm not using a French press. Anyway, they found glass in there. So good thing they issued this. The affected products include 8-ounce containers. We've got the lot numbers listed for you so that you can make sure. I have bought Clover Valley coffee before. I don't mind it at all. But there's approximately 142 Dollar General locations in New Jersey that were impacted. So it's one of the top coffee sellers in the state. Okay. So just take a look. And, if your product matches the numbers with the lot numbers that we have listed on the app, throw it right in the trash. All right. That's, don't tempt fate. That's all I'm saying. Cat Country 107.3. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Do you know what time it is?
Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
All right, where are we going?
On a high-speed train outside of Paris, France.
Oh, Patty?
Yes. The passenger was using the bathroom when he dropped his phone in the toilet. He tried to grab it, but his arm got stuck. Firefighters had to come on the train to rescue him, cutting through the plumbing to free him. Man ended up leaving the train on a stretcher with his hand still jammed in the toilet bowl that had to be cut out.
That's...
I'm going to be late for work.
That's disgusting.
Cat Country 107.3.
That's disgusting. Hey, it's John and Mike Deneau this morning. Ocean City officials are set to discuss turning the old Wonderland amusement park on the boardwalk into a hotel. The proposal from developer Eustace Mita will be on the August 21st City Council agenda, but he won't be at the meeting. Council is expected to vote on asking the planning board for a recommendation. That's all going down next week. In Atlantic City, a long-delayed $17.3 million improvement project on Atlantic Avenue is finally moving forward. The city has secured all remaining approvals and funding. Mayor Marty Small says bidding starts next week. The two-year project will reduce traffic lanes and repave from Tennessee to Albany Avenues. And two members of the South Jersey Transportation Authority, one current, one former, are facing criminal charges. Christopher Milam and Byron Bush are accused of trying to block payments to an engineering firm over a political feud. Charges include conspiracy, misconduct, and perjury. Your South Jersey weather for today, sunny with a few clouds, chance of a possible light shower this afternoon, high of 86. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. You know what that sound means? That means it's birthday shout out time on the Cat. First up, we got to shout out somebody who has a birthday tomorrow. Dan Smyers, you know him from Dan and Shay. He's going to be 38 tomorrow. So happy birthday in advance to Dan. We got to get to our very special local birthday people of the day today. Cheryl is 47. She's celebrating today. Happy birthday, Cheryl. Joe Wisely of Villas has a birthday. He's 71. Happy birthday, Joe. Joy. Kathy Smith of Northfield has a birthday today. Megan Ballard of Egg Harbor Township, she's 37 today. Happy birthday, Megan. Lewis Gilliard. Gilliard, it's with a G, so I'm not sure how you say that. Or just Gillard, but I'm trying to pronounce every single syllable that I can. I try to get the names right, even if I don't hit it right at the beginning. Lewis is from Millville. He's 71 today. Two 71s today. Happy birthday, Lewis. John Larcombe of Woodbine is 40 today. Happy birthday, John. Steve Mangini. I'm not sure how you pronounce that, either one. From Mays Landing has a birthday, so happy birthday to Steve, too. Linda Zaleski is 29 today, and Jill Evans has a birthday. She's from EHT. Happy birthday, Jill. That's it. If we missed you, happy one to you as well. The winner of our big birthday shout-out, you'll hear your name mentioned right here on the morning show all morning long. It is Megan Ballard of Egg Harbor Township. She's 37 today. Megan, happy birthday. Hope you have an awesome day. It's Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana Michael with you this morning. You know what that sound means. Morning Trivia is on the air. Yes, I know, on a Friday. Crazy, right? 609-383-1073. That's the number to call if you want to score these tickets. We've got a pair of tickets for you to see Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band. A Springsteen celebration. If you don't know who Hank Azaria is, he's actually, he actually voices some of the most famous cartoon characters of all time. A bunch of them on The Simpsons. Like Mo the Bartender. I can't do it like he can. He's so good. We got to talk to him a couple months ago and we got, and I got to figure out his process and, you know, why he got into it and why he does what he does. And, this project kind of came about when he was he was turning 60 and he just wanted something new to focus on and it blew up. He's really great. Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band. They're going to be at the Borgata on Saturday, August 23rd at 8 p.m. if you'd like to go. 609-383-1073. Here's your question. 72 people say they instantly feel judged based on this. What is it? 609-383-1073. Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band. A Springsteen celebration up for grabs at the Borgata in just a couple weeks. 72% of people say they instantly feel judged based on this. What is it? Good luck. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Joe Kelly's on vacay. We're still playing a fun game today for your Friday. I know, shocking, right? Morning Trivia is on the air this morning, brought to you by Matt Blatt Nissan. We've got tickets for you to see Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band, a Springsteen celebration. It's going down at the Borgata on Saturday, August 23rd at 8 p.m. If you can answer this question correctly, 609-383-1073. 72% of people say they feel instantly judged based on this. What is it? 72% of people say they feel instantly judged based on this. What is it? Let's go to the phones.
By their looks.
Nope, that's not it. Try again. Good morning, Cat Country.
Is it haircut?
Nope, not haircut. Try again. Hey, Cat Country, good morning. What's your answer?
Body image, your weight.
Nope, try again. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it their weight?
Nope, not their weight. Try again. Good morning, Cat Country.
Is it their weight?
Nope. Try again. 609-383-1073. That question again. 72 people say they feel instantly judged based on this. What is it? It's not weight. It's not looks. Like, it's not what you look like, as in, like, the way you were born. I'll give you that. 72% of people say they instantly feel judged based on this. What is it? We'll give you a little bit more time. Let's see if we can get an answer. Cat Country, 107. It's not often I get to whistle anymore, so I'm going to take advantage of it while I have the chance. Cat Country, 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Joe Kelly is on vacation, but it's me, Jonna Michael, with you to start off your weekend on your Friday. 609-383-1073. That's the number to call. We are still looking for a winner on Morning Trivia this morning. Brought to you by Matt Blatt Nissan. I've got Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band tickets at the Borgata for you. That's going down on Saturday, August 23rd. 72% of people say they feel instantly judged based on this. What is it? That's the question for you this morning. 72% of people say they feel instantly judged based on this. See if we can get an answer this time. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hey, good morning. Is it where they live?
No, that's actually a really good guess, but not the answer we're looking for. Try again. Good morning, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it a smile?
Not smile. Try again. Hey, Cat Country, what's your answer?
Is it your occupation?
Not your occupation. Try again. Good morning, Cat Country. Do you have an answer for me?
Hi, is it their clothes, like what they wear?
You are so close. Be more specific.
Their shoes.
Absolutely right. You're our winner.
That's awesome.
What's your name?
Melissa.
Where are you from?
Melville.
All right, Melissa, you are going to see Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band at the Borgata. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yep, so apparently we all hate it when we know we got ugly shoes on, we know, and we know people are looking at them. That's how I never was a huge fan of Crocs. Like, you could not catch me buying a pair of Crocs. But I recently did steal my goddaughter's Crocs, and let me tell you, I heard that they're like, they might go out of business. I hope they don't. They are so comfortable. Judge me all you want for Crocs, okay? They are so comfortable, and I'm sorry I was ever a hater. Melissa, you are going to see Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band. Congratulations. We don't care about what you wear, man. It's all about what's on the inside, right? Hey, it's Jonna Michael with three things you need to know this morning. Ocean City officials are set to discuss turning the old Wonderland amusement park on the boardwalk into a hotel. The proposal from developer Eustace Mita will be on the August 21st city council agenda, but he won't be at the meeting. Council is expected to vote on asking the planning board for a recommendation. In Atlantic City, a long-delayed $17.3 million improvement project on Atlantic Avenue is finally moving forward. The city has secured all remaining approvals and funding. Mayor Marty Small says bidding starts next week. The two-year project will reduce traffic lanes and repave from Tennessee to Albany Avenues. And two members of the South Jersey Transportation Authority, one current, one former, are facing criminal charges. Christopher Milam and Byron Bush are accused of trying to block payments to an engineering firm over a political feud. Charges include conspiracy, misconduct, and perjury. Your South Jersey weather for today, sunny with a few clouds. Chance of possible light showers this afternoon, high of 86. 3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's Jonna Michael with you this morning. And do you know what this sound means? It means it's time for my favorite tweets. Yes, of course, I'm going to bring you my favorite tweets for your Friday. There are 5 of them. Here we go. My wife called and asked me to get the chicken thighs out of the freezer. I told her we don't have any chicken thighs in the freezer, so she said she'd check when she gets home. Your thoughts and prayers are appreciated. Yeah, if I say take something out of the freezer and you don't do it, you're buying dinner tonight. That's just how it goes. I don't make the rules, okay? Number 2, my therapist laughs at a joke I said. Me to myself, this is great. I'm going to get a good grade in therapy, something that is both normal to want and possible to achieve. Oh, man, why are we all nuts these days? Number 3, my peak performance morning routine, coffee, toast, then enter my Microsoft Authenticator 6-digit code about 500 times. Yeah, if you don't know, you're lucky, but if you know, you know. You know what I mean? Oh, that thing's the worst. Number 4, I want to be in a thruple, not for love, just the homes I want to buy require 3 times my income. Yeah, as somebody that's in the home buying market right now, it is rough out there. Finally, number 5, ladies, this is for us. Taylor Swift is Miss Rachel for adult women. Hey, where's the lie? No lies detected. And that's actually hilarious. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Thank you to everybody who participated in our question of the day for today by messaging on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We got to shout out this one from Brielle because it's absolutely nuts. I'm not going to say where she's from and I'm not going to say her last name, but it's wild. Our question of the day, the craziest thing your ex has ever done to you. It can be like legit crazy or just crazy in the sense that it's like pathetic and meh. And you can't even believe that like they would do something like that. So she messaged us on the app. She says she was with her ex for 6 years in high school. He was in the Marines. They got married really young. They moved to North Carolina. It wasn't until they moved away that she found out that her ex was a fan of not her or any other lady for that matter, if that makes sense. And she didn't find that out until after they were already married. And so it was a whole thing. They separated. She wanted a divorce. She said he wouldn't divorce her for 3 years. And like she had moved on with somebody else, like she was trying to get divorced. And this man like finally ended up divorcing her, but not until she had her baby with this other guy. She was separated from this guy, she said, for over a year before she even started dating somebody else. And long story short, they had a baby and she's happily married now and all the things. But the guy would not divorce her, even though she wasn't his type, if you get what I'm saying. Sucks that you find that out after 6 years of dating and getting married, but I don't know how you top that one. Jeez. What a way to end our question of the day for today. Brielle, all I gotta say is, thanks for writing in, lady. That's nuts. That is the literal definition of crazy. Cat Country 107.3.